Do what?
I went with my kids on the carousel and got us too old for that.
Where do they have a carousel?
In the park, next to my house.
A real carousel, I think.
No, like one of these little kiddie ones.
Oh, what's it called? I don't remember. I'm like 8.
10-something years ago, I think that was it. Used to be in the older days, now.
Yeah, oh my gosh. 6 times around, I feel like. Coney Island. Not that I know what Coney Island is,
right.
But.
It's a big thing.
No, it's like this cake is nothing.
And the kids aren't affected, but you are.
No, they weren't, no.
ברוך אתה אלוהינו אמר אדם שהכל נהיה בריא שבוי סי מה זה עוד דה לאסט וויק
try and think of someone who needs chesed and try and help them in some way.
But, well, I mean, right. The main
spend more time specifically thinking about their problem, thinking about how I might solve it in such a way that
you like. It wasn't right, so much the point of helping them. It was like a Baruch is saying to put your head and your brain into it to see, you know, what you can come up with, like to apply your faculties of chiddush and iyun, see if you can somehow think of some idea to alleviate their plight. Right. So, Baruch, what do you have to say?
So, I had two specific situations like that, the problem. Like, you know, I kind of left here thinking to myself, oh, you know, what am I going to have, like, not, you know, still happen every single day, but they're actually...
I'm sorry,
two specific cases that came to me last week that were messed up, that people really were in a very difficult mess up, and tried to spend some considerable time thinking about what I could do or what that, you know, I can't say that I was incredibly successful in terms of really coming up with the solution because they weren't pressured kind of but I ended up spending a good long period of time talking to the individuals involved and then trying to think through and one of them I had, you know, thread of a potential tribe that I haven't followed through yet, and the other one offered support and encouragement, and that was as far as that went.
It's wonderful.
But I thought it was a useful exercise to go through, actually, like, you know, like I had phone call and I spent like an hour or whatever on the phone and then I spent the rest of the evening contemplating trying to think through. I didn't get to get to Shemaya like at all, but it was I still thought it was like a useful thing to actually like have that focus.
But Baruch, you have something you want to share with us?
I had a friend whose wife is away. She went to New Zealand for a week, which means she's gone for 2 weeks. So it takes a really long time to get there. So we helped out with his kids on Shabbos morning, so he could go to shul. And I heard they were having some electrical issues. So I called up, I left a message to try and offer my assistance. Wasn't a lot of brain power that was involved.
What?
It wasn't a lot of brain power that was involved. I just
made
a phone call.
No, it's wonderful that you did that, but just maybe I didn't emphasize it strong enough that The main thing wasn't the help. The main thing was, I could hear of a certain situation, of a unproblematic situation, and try to think of how, like, oh, I can help. Maybe that's what you did, and then you thought, I can make a telephone call. Like, in other words, if there wasn't any, like, need to contemplate to think how you help, so it could be that there wasn't materials for the ovda. Like, in other words, let's say they needed a babysitter, and the old man was asking your daughter to go over and babysit, so that's a tremendous chesed. But the ovda would be, let's say a person the government was after them for some kind of monetary thing they're being accused of, and they really, you know them, and they're really innocent. Like, I say, well, no, never, what can I do? You know, like, that happens sometimes, that is, they decide to do a spot check, and they spot checked on him, and he really was crusader, but they stopped him on something, and they make a whole big deal about it, and like, who knows what can happen to him. And I know so many people that happened to, you know. So you think, oh no, like, you know, what can happen to this guy now? He's caught into the wheel of, you know, and what can I do to help him? So they said, you're not a lawyer, you know this. But then think of different things. You think, maybe I just remember that, oh, I know a very good lawyer that's for these kind of things, you know. Like, if you think about it, you thought of some guy in Tel Aviv that you heard once that he's very excellent for these things. You know, that's kind of, you know, it's the main thing, is that he hit his case, the government's down his neck, and you have no shashes with it, you have no experience with it, you have no tools to help, but you think about it anyway. And then all of a sudden it comes to you that you remember that you heard about this lawyer in Tel Aviv that was excellent for these things, but you didn't think of it l'chatchila. But then after putting thought in, you say, listen, why do I make a fool of myself? What am I thinking about this thing for? It's nothing to do with me, I can't help. So then after you give a thought, you thought about this guy in Tel Aviv, you say, you can kid yourself, like, why didn't I think about this l'chatchila? But because you're not, you know, it's nothing on your head, but once you start thinking about it, what kind of ideas come into place? Oh, I remember some good friend of yours 3 years ago had a similar problem, and you don't know how he got out of it, but maybe it's a good idea to connect them together. Like, maybe he can give you some advice, you know? Like, well, so you remember some other guy had the problem. So, like, this is the type of thing, you know, like, okay, but anyway, Baruch Hashem, whatever you did was good. Chesed, good. What did I say, Moshe?
Baruch made a kind of a comment that it doesn't happen every day, but the hard part is to have a problem that you really need to think through. You have to know somebody well enough, or really know a person's problems well enough to really have the time or to the impetus to think through, and that doesn't happen all the time. I mean, we know a lot of people, and we know them, you know, we say hello to them, but many of you won't confide, you know, these are really, you know, difficult problems. So you have a few. I mean, every once in a while you come across them, but it's not, it doesn't happen every day. You know, it wasn't like I had these stacks of people that all pick John today and go, man, what can I, it's just, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm different, but I don't know, if, you know, I don't have those kind of, so there are a couple times that are, you know, different situations that I was able during the week to think through and try to come up with ideas and so, you know, picked on a person that I knew had an issue from before, but I didn't have the opportunity because I just don't know people's problems well enough.
See, I understand very much, but I say about that is that this is, you see, there's two ways you can help a person. One of them is try to, you know, put on the lawyer's garb, you know, with the judge's uniform. And you're going to go like into the nitty gritty of all the details of the problem and see whether you can help work out a situation. Or that you don't have to go into this, you know, at all into the details and the pearly problem. Like the main thing is that you have to try to do something, maybe like this example I gave, that, you know, like a lawyer that's excellent for this, you know, that in other words. What you were thinking more of that interpreted what I meant was that you have to try to think of a solution for his problem. Like, so in order to do that, you have to really get into the nitty gritties of all the pratim and everything, which is good also. If that's what you want to do to help him, that's the type of help. And if you decide you want help, maybe I personally can think of some kind of solution, right? So that's also something to do, but it doesn't have to be that kind of thing. I think like the example I gave, also you remember, a lawyer that's excellent for these things, or you know somebody else, you thought of somebody else, then you didn't think of it before, now you thought of some other person that had a very similar type of a problem, you know,
probably deal with a lot of people's finances, and those are big problems, you know. Could be.
Partially, and especially also even when I don't deal with them, sometimes people just come over and start talking. But I think it also, sometimes you just have to, instead of just saying hi, I really like to stop for a second and kind of really listen. Sometimes
people overlap the way that they think. Sure. Oh, yeah,
really. No. Oh, and then just stay there. And all of a sudden, things start crashing out. It's true. Yeah, they're not. And you
just deal with dead people, right?
I hope they get it.
Makes it much easier. Well, once again, you know, people here interpreted what's it like to really to solve the problem, which is excellent. You can do that. But I'm just saying, as far as the Uvda is concerned, as far as helping, it doesn't necessarily have to be that at all. Like, that's excellent. If you, that's
what. What's the Masorah of the Uvda then? Is for us to get ourselves used to in trying to be mitamek in people's problems, or us trying to approach things with a siyata d'shmaya type of, like what would the Rav say then in the focus of what the mida is that we're trying to accomplish?
I would say that it's a sincere concern of the person's problem.
And the concern.
Right. Which is like real chesed, right? You know, if the chesed is manifested, I'm very concerned. And then if you're concerned, you want help, right? And the help can be in the form, like if you're a doctor, so the help can be in medically trying to help the guy, right? Or it could be just, you know, ideas. Right, that's also true. And it could be also be misfollowed. Also, right? But this Uvda, the Olim seems to be emphasizing the doing, which is, as I say again, Gvaldik. I meant to emphasize the thought process. In other words, giving you thought, and not necessarily being the solver of the problem, but just being helpful. Right? Some bachur I know, but it had something to do with once, and he was a counselor in a camp over the summer, and he took the kids to some park in Yerushalayim, and there's some Arab kids there, and they seemed that they were shepherding his kids because he might have done something physical to the Arab kids because they were like studying up the kids in his bunk. So there probably is still a sense of duty. It was a time when it was like a hot issue, you know, that the government was coming down on people that were getting physical against the Arabs. So he was arrested. They made a complaint and he was arrested. I just want to close this up. I answered really. No, I didn't. Okay. Just close it. Anyway, the kid said there was a whole, he got into a really a lot of trouble there. And I remember I once had some kind of experience that I discovered some lawyer that for myself that something once happened and some kind of a similar kind of thing that some, whatever. Anyway, I discovered this lawyer that was very helpful in this some kind of a thing like that. And so, you know, I recommended, you know, this lawyer. And it seemed that he was extremely helpful. He could have gotten into a lot of trouble, this guy. I mean, what he did was the right thing, you know. They started bullying around the kids. And so he's a very strong guy. And he, you know, he did what he's supposed to, you know, with these Arab kids, a few of them. He mamish. I remembered once about this lawyer, and because he went to the lawyer, and the lawyer was very, you know, very helpful, and the story has a good ending, you know, whatever had to be done was done, you know, the best kind of a way, and they could have come down on him very, very hard, and like it ended, he had to do some chesed and some old age home or something for a few minutes every day, you know, as a punishment. But I was just the idea wasn't that I just thought of, you know, like after giving, I remember I have this, the, you know, the idea of this lawyer, and from thinking about what can I do to help this guy, so. Because I was thinking about it, so this idea came up, you know. Okay, everybody say we want to. Oh, it's very late. I'm spending good. It's good we're spending time on this because I think the oilam, maybe I didn't explain it clear enough, and I think it's very important for the of the taka to understand this thing is that because the main thing is the brain work, the headset, because this is that's really another aspect of it, what the Olim was working on, the doing part, and I was, you know, and emphasize more that you should think about it. I mean, when Rav Miller, I get this Uvda from Rav Miller, when he gave this Uvda, like it sounds like a little bit cruel, but like he said that I think that he gave it, like, you don't, as far as the Uvda is concerned, you don't have to do anything. You know what I mean? Even if you come, like, if you want to do something, he's not going to say, also to do it, but the Uvda was that, the act of Uvda was just to give it the thought and try to come to some practical eitz of how to help. Then, that was the whole Uvda, and you were yoytze with that, the Uvda. If you wanted to carry it out, you know, that wasn't even the Uvda. That was matov manoyim, you know. But the main thing was just to sit down and to you know, to give it thought and consideration of how it can help a person. Which, like we say, it doesn't have to be with your own hands on, which is only one of the ways. But making contacts with people, thinking of maybe talking to the person yourself about going to somewhere, and you know, that was the thing. Okay, but the other thing I want to suggest tonight is something we're in business here for a little while already. So we might have done this of the veterans here, right? We have the veterans club, the veterans society. The Maisa, you know, we're in this world for Nisyanis. That's our purpose in the world. Nisyanis, like the only place in this world, you know, Nisyanis is, like Rabbi used to say, in Har Menuchas, right? But outside. The Pine Lawn Cemetery or something, like we all have nisyanis in you know, in our lives. And I would say there's two kinds of nisyanis. One of them is surprise attacks by the Yitzhara, you know, like these sudden parachuters, we call them, come down from outer space, and you know, like, and the only thing you can do about that is to try to keep yourself at some kind of level of your shemayim, that, you know, to try to cope with the nisayon. But then the other kind of nisayon that the rabbi said, things that repeat themselves over and over again, that when you're in certain situations, so you have certain nisayon, right? Like, let's say, an example, you want to go to sleep early because you have a schedule in the morning. When you get up, you have a Seder early in the morning, daven early, and sometimes you're just about to go to bed, you're so tired, you're falling off your feet, and then suddenly you come across a magazine, you know, of course a film magazine, right? And you're just about to go to sleep, and you should know that you should go into bed and go to sleep, but you know, you just open up the magazine, you start looking at articles here and there, and you know that you shouldn't be doing this. But you have to go to sleep early, and before you know it, it's a half an hour, and you know, three quarters of an hour, and you kick yourself, you know, like why'd you allow yourself to, right? So that's a design that sometimes the pitfalls repeat themselves. Or sometimes you walk into the house after a day's work, and you expect, you know, your wife, you know, to be all smiles, and the nightingales are flying around, chirping and singing, and everything's so nice and sweet. And like, we come to the house, your wife had a very rough day. Sometimes, you know, the washing machine started acting up, and the dryer started belching, and all kinds of things happened. The kids happened, everything. And when you come home, she's like almost a total wreck, and she's all, you know, uptight, and you know. Very you know, annoyed, and so it makes all kinds of remarks, and you're not prepared for it. So sometimes, like, you might react in a negative way, which you self feel, you know, have charata, but you push it, weren't prepared for it, you know, like you thought that everything would be supposed to be so sweet and nice, and you get also attacked by a barrage of all kinds of things. So like, you realize, of course, that afterward that you didn't act appropriately, you know, because you have you, like thinking, oh, you, of course you understand that your wife's predicament, but b'shas ma'aser, when you come to the house and you expect everything to be so sweet and nice, and suddenly you get attacked, so sometimes, like, you act in a way which you feel that you shouldn't have acted that way, you know, but it came because of the surprise, you know. So if it only happened, you know, once in a lifetime, the parachute is okay. You weren't prepared for it, but if it's a thing that happens, you know. So if a person prepared themselves beforehand, and if a person could prepare themselves, because experience allows a person to be able to prepare themselves, because you know that's happened, right? Sometimes you come to the Beis Medrash here to learn. You know that your time is very limited, you know, because people have your businesses and all kinds of things that you're doing, and the amount of time for learning is sometimes very limited. So sometimes you come in, you know, all ready to go for it, you know, go get it, you know, sit down and learn, and then some, you know, person comes over to you, Mr. Smiley, oh, hello, Shalom Aleichem, how are you, what's Matmin, and how's your mother-in-law, and how's your goldfish, and somebody that you find, like, if you put the person off, you feel to be offended, you know. It ends up being wasting your precious time that you have, that you set aside for learning, and you don't want to hurt his feelings, you know. And so again, if it happened once, so the parachute has got you, but if it happened a number of times, so you have experience to prepare yourself, right? So let's say before you went to the Beis Medrash, you said to yourself, listen, maybe good old Harry is going to be there. Good old Harry, you know, is going to chap you again. So what am I going to do about it? You know, like, there's something you can do about it. You can plan. Like, when he wastes your time afterward, you can kick yourself. Like, you realize that, oh shucks, you know, I saw him there, so that, like, why did I just go to my seat when I saw him there? What does that mean? That maybe if you walked around the other way, let's imagine, so I'm standing there, so if you snuck around, you know, the other way to get to your seat, or you sat somewhere else, you may believe you didn't see him, that would have been fine, you know. But what'd you do? You saw him, and just or like, you didn't see him and just walked into the Beis Medrash, not even thinking, oh, maybe good old Harry is there tonight, and he's going to chop you, right? So what would happen before you walk into the Beis Medrash? You say, what happens to me in the Beis Medrash that can be a possible pitfall? And then you say, well, what could be? Maybe Harry will be there. He's going to waste my time. What am I going to do about it? But let's see. If he's there, or even if he's not there, maybe if I go in this other way, so if he's there, you know, he's usually, you know, this, I can avoid him by doing that, right? Well, you open up the door and you see he's standing there. You make up to walk around the other way and make if you didn't see him. that would be fine, right? But the only way that you're able to do that is by preparing yourself, you know, for the, we call it the new environment. Meaning a new environment means that you're walking to a new place now. That it could be the Beis Medrash, it could be the house, right? It could be your business, it could be all kinds of different things, right? So what we're doing is that it's taking the idea of Ezer L'Chochem Haroes HaNoilad, which most people interpret it, you know, like, what's going to be, look at yourself in 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and look at yourself in the future. That's the general way they explain this Chazal. But we're interpreting it now, instead of 10 years from now, 2 minutes from now. As El Chacham, where it's a Neulad, you don't have to look at 10 years, 20 years, look in a minute. As El Chacham, where it's a Neulad, what's going to be Neulad in a minute from now, when you walk into your house, you walk into Beis Medrash, right? Sometimes the person has an exchange with the stock list. You know, sometimes in certain places there are women that are not sneistic, which you can avoid, right? Because it's happened before. So there's certain aids that you can use, you know, to avoid coming in contact. So all these things are noilad from anticipation, right? By anticipation based on experience. Now, by taking advantage of this, so you don't get a guarantee that you're going to stand up to the Nisayan, right? But the possibilities, the plausibilities of standing up to it is extremely increased. You know, it's not a money back guarantee that if you do this, you know, you're not going to look at the magazine. Like, if you walk into, you know, tonight, if I see that magazine, I'm not going to go near it, you know. And then, you know, you walk by and just has such an irresistible cover and such a, you know, enticing subject that's discussing, you know, the inside story of this big machlekes between the chveis vos, you know, this one and that one, you're going to get the inside story. Oh, that's just what I wanted to read up about. You know, get the inside story about, you know, about the Yugo Vasa Rebbe, and this one, you know.
So just once a day?
What?
One time a day?
So, right. Okay, so the Uvdil HaMais is twice a day. Right. Right. Before walking in a new environment, hesitate, you know, before you go in. And think about, like, what possibly could happen, you know, that could be in the show, and what are you going to do about it, right, to avoid the, okay, everybody? Okay. 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 Have a wonderful week. Hatzlocha.